In our previous shiur, we spoke about the halachas of Netilas Yadayim Chakras. In our shiur, we will continue discussing those halachas. The halacha is that when one washes his hands in the morning, he should be careful to preferably wash his hands, his entire hand. B'di'evit, if one washed only until the end of the fingers, it's acceptable. The raya given why washing till the end of the fingers is acceptable is because the halacha is that on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that one washes only till the end of the fingers. However, the Paiskim want to suggest that that may not be a compelling raya, because the Paiskim say that on Yom Kippur, because it's a day of a high level of Kedusha, therefore perhaps there is no need for a full-fledged Netilas Yadayim. And on the contrary, Tisha B'Av, because it's a day of Tzar in Klal Yisrael, so therefore the halacha is that Netilas Yadayim may not be that effective. And in fact, that's why the minig by many people is that Motzoi Tisha B'Av, they wash Netilas Yadayim again, because the washing of the Netilas Yadayim on Tisha B'Av itself was not such an effective washing, and therefore we can't bring a raya from Tisha B'Av to any other day of the year. And of course, therefore, the best thing to do is wash one entire hand. If not possible, one should wash at least till the end of the fingers. The Shiles of Tshuvas, Eretz Tzvi, Chelik Beis, Simon Aleph, writes, Mitzvah Lefarsim, it's important to publicize, Shechiyev Lito Lefachis Ad Soif Kishrei Etzbaisav, the minimally one must wash until the end of his fingers, D'loy Ke'elu HaNoshev Ami Oretz, not like people who are not learned, HaSoivrim, that make the mistake, the Kivan Shekoyim Netila Negelvasser, since this washing is called Negelvasser, and Negelvasser means the nails, Negel, so maybe we would think that washing is dye, rak Rosh Yetzbaisov, just the tips of the fingers, V'uta Skodl, he says it's a terrible mistake, V'eimi Shiyizber came to call HaPoiskev HaSoifrim, there's nobody that holds that that would be adequate. If, as we said before, one doesn't have a keli, a wash cup available to him to wash his hands with, the best thing to do is to turn on and off the sink every time. And if that doesn't work, as we discussed in the previous year, the halacha is that one should preferably stick his hands into water, but not the same water every time, different water each time. Who is mechuyev to wash Netilas Yadayim? So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Yud says, Tzorach lahazir lenoshim. We have to teach the women, Shiyizru Netilas Yadayim gimel pamim besarugim kamay anoshim. The women are just as obligated in washing the Netilas Yadayim as men. And on the contrary, says the Mishnah Brura, V'gam, kihein mesaknoi samacholim, they are the ones that prepare the food, shliyitamim b'yadayim, continues the Mishnah Brura, gam yesh lizor l'shaktanim yitlu yadayim b'shachris, so too should we be careful that children should wash their hands in the morning, kihein noigim b'machol, they touch the food. Now, the question is, so certainly women are obligated to wash the hands. And the question is about children. What age does a child have to wash the hands? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, L'negiyas hanochrim, touching of the hands by akum, ein lochosh. For that we need not be concerned. Ki ruach tomazu, ein misava l'shroes el b'kli shal hagdish. He says, the issue of the Ruach Ra that we discussed in our Gemara only applies by B'nai Yisrael, not by Akum. However, because he says, and he goes into an explanation, and then he continues, when the Shema comes back, that's when we have to wash the hands. But then he goes on to say, we are lenient with children that haven't reached the age of chinuch, and he says that one is obligated to be mechanech his children to wash his hands. And he continues in parentheses saying, gam b'mitzvah mila he has cholas knisas nefesh hakedusha l'kein ha-nizr menegiyas kotn miyom ha-mila v'eilich kodesh yom alay. He says that there is a reason and it's a worthwhile thing to begin washing one's hands from when a boy had his milah. And Ramosha Sternbuch in the Shias of Tshuvas Hanhogas, Chelik Beis Simon Aleph says, quotes the Brisk Rav, Chinuch Habonim Vabonois, what is the first halacha of chinuch one has to teach his children is to wash their hands in the morning. And he says, it's not something insignificant to be careful to wash one hands in the morning. The question, so now we have, and the Tzitz Eliezer has a long discussion about this in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Chelek Zayin, Chelek Simon Beis. He has a long discussion, why are we obligated to wash children's hands in the morning? On one hand, he says that the reason is because of chinuch. The chinuch, there's an obligation to wash hands in the morning because of chinuch. The other reason, he says, is because given, as we're learning in our Gemara, that one must wash the hands in the morning because of Ruach Ra, and he says that the Ruach Ra applies to children as well. And the obvious nafkamina, there are two obvious nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, at which age must we begin washing the children's hands in the morning? If we say it's because of Ruach Ra, then obviously it's at a much younger age. If the reason is because of chinuch, then it's at a later age. It's interesting to point out that the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Zayin Siman Aleph also says that it's appropriate for one to begin washing children's hands at a very early age. But he does say that all of the halachas that we're learning and will continue learning about washing hands in the morning don't apply by children. One could be a little more lenient in washing the children's hands. But of course, the much more significant question that comes up regarding washing children's hands in the morning, or better said, if one isn't careful, and a child didn't wash his hands, is, as we're about to learn, and we really learned that in our sugya, the Gemara discussed food that was touched by hands that weren't washed. So our Gemara used very strong language. The Gemara said, Yad Legigis, if there was a hand that touched beer without washing first, Tikotzitz. So I did see that there are mafarshim that say that this halacha is specifically said legigis. Gigis is a barrel of beer. And that this halacha was specifically said regarding beer. However, most paiskim take the approach that it's not limited to beer. And all food may not be touched, until one washed the Netilas Yadayim in the morning. And if that's the case, we also, and if the reason that the children have to wash their hands in the morning is because of the Ruach HaTumah, then the halacha would be also regarding food touched by children. In fact, the Tzitz Eliezer in that tshuva that I quoted has a very interesting observation. He says, not only is it possible that there's a concern of Ruach Ra by young children, he suggests that there may be even more of a concern of Ruach Ra by young children than there are by older children. For he explains, by older people, he says, young children are pure, and since they're pure, they have a higher level of Kedusha. And since they have a higher level of Kedusha, one should be careful about the food that they touch. They have a higher level of Kedusha. And as I said earlier in Ashir, the higher the level of Kedusha, the higher, Rahman Slon, the level of Tumah. And therefore, one should be careful not to let food be touched by children who didn't wash their hands in the morning. In fact, I saw two fascinating stories, both of them quoted by Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Tshuvas Van Hugges, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph. One is, and this is a real chiddush, there was a famous tzaddik in Goyim, Ramotcha Pamaranchik, and he said that he prefers to buy food prepared by non-Jews than food bought by irreligious Jews. He says, as we just learned from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Akum don't have the obligation to wash Netilas Yadayim. So if they touch the food without Netilas Yadayim, it isn't so terrible. On the other hand, a Jew has an obligation of Netilas Yadayim. And if we have a Jew who didn't wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning, that food could have a terrible Ruach Ra on it. So maybe it's better that way. And then there's a famous story quoted from the Gra, that the Gra, once at the table of the Gra, his brother was sitting there. It was on Purim, and his brother's name was Reb Zalman, and it was on Purim, and he fell asleep at the table during the Suda's Purim, and he accidentally touched some food as he woke up before washing, and maybe while he was sleeping, his hands were on the table, and the Gra insisted that all of those foods should be destroyed. He said it had to be completely destroyed in a way that no one should be allowed to have any hanar from that food, because the Gra was so concerned for the Ruach Ra that may be on that food. So now, therefore, we have a very serious question. What is the halacha regarding food that's bought from different shops, and there are workers who might not have been careful to wash their hands in the morning? So Rav Avadya Yosef has a very long tshuva regarding this issue in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Dalet, Simon Aleph, where he's very concerned about what the effects of eating food without having hands washed. But again, the Paiskim suggest, as we mentioned at the beginning of our previous year, that the Ruach Ra Bezman Hazeh is not as powerful as it was in the time of Chazal. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that since most people do wash their hands, even though they maybe don't wash their hands as properly as they ought to when they touch food, as we should when we wash in the morning, it's still considered washing acceptably. It's still considered halachically acceptable. I saw that they want to bring a raya. The Mishnah Berurah wants to bring a raya from a Chaya Adam, where the Chaya Adam says that the halacha is that one is supposed, not supposed to shecht an animal just with a reed. But if you did shecht the animal just with a reed, then the eved, the shechita is ksheira. So they want to bring a raya that just like over there, there's a concern of ruach ra, and yet the halacha is that if you didn't wash your hands, it's acceptable. So too should the halacha be here as well. But the Paiskim say that it's not really a very compelling raya. One is because we don't know, as we've been saying in our shiurim, we're not that familiar with all of the halachas of ruach ra. And since we're not that familiar with all of the halachas of ruach ra, it may be different. We can't compare one ruach ra to the other. Furthermore, there it's only concerning the kana and veshit, the trachea and the esophagus that are touched by that kana. Maybe they're adversely affected. Here we're talking about the entire food, and therefore we should be more machmer. Furthermore, the Rav Avadya Yosef and Shaios HaTshuvos, Yabia Oimer, Chelik Dalid, Chelik Tes, Simon Kufches, introduces a very interesting point. He says that not only one should not touch food without washing the Netilas Yadayim, one should be careful, he says, of not touching an individual who did not wash the Netilas Yadayim in the morning. If one has food that he has reason to believe was not washed the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, you should try, the Paiskim say, to, if it's a fruit or a vegetable that will not get ruined by washing, either wash the food three times or peel it if it's a food that could be peeled. That the Mishnah Berurah says is an Eitzah. If not, one, as we said, has reason to be Makel, we could assume that either the worker maybe is non-Jewish, or even if he is Jewish, he must have washed his hands in the morning. Rav Moshe Sternbuch is lenient with food that was left, with water that was left under the bed. The halacha also is that we have to be very careful, as it says in Shulchan Aruch Siftes, that the water that was used for Netilas Yadayim says, Mayim shal Netilas Yadayim Shachris, Osa Lahenis Mehem. You're not allowed to have any benefit from such water. V'lo yishvechem bebayis. Therefore, they should not be spilled out in the house. V'lo yivimokim sh'ovim sham b'nei Adam, nor in places where people walk. The Paiskim, however, say that pouring that water down the sink is, except that pouring the water down the sink is considered fine. The halacha is that the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch says that one, even if he washed Netilas Yadayim in the morning, but if he got up very early in the morning. So the Paiskim say, and then it's Alois HaShachar, the halacha is he should wash his hands again. So the Paiskim say that if one got up at any time after Alois HaShachar and he washes Netilas Yadayim in the morning, there is no reason to wash Netilas Yadayim again. However, if he woke up before Alois HaShachar, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that he should wash his hands again. But the Matan Ephraim seems to say that our minig is that we're not makbet to wash the hands again. His raya is because in those days, during the Slichas time, most people got up before the Alois HaShachar. That's when Slichas began. And even though they got up before Alois HaShachar, when Slichas began, they did not stop, interrupt the middle of Slichas at the moment of Alois HaShachar to wash the hands. So we see from here that the halacha is that we're not makpid to wash the hands another time for our lois shachar. And even if you are makpid to want to wash your hands again, you don't have to do it exactly at the moment of lois shachar, which means, let's say somebody wakes up before lois shachar and he's learning, and then he doesn't have to stop the moment lois shachar comes to wash his hands. Just before he davens, he should wash his hands again. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Dalet Sift Hezvav says, Yoshin B'yoyim, if somebody sleeps by day, Yesh L'stapik Im Tzorach Laras Mayim Shalosh Pamim. There's a question, does he have to wash his hands three times? But the Ramah says that even if he washes his hands three times, certainly the halach is V'yitlein B'loy Bracha, there is no reason to make a bracha when he wakes up in the morning, that when he wakes up in the afternoon. And if you even the proper thing is to wash Nagel Vasa three times on each hand, there is no reason to make a bracha. One should not make a bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim in the morning again. The Paiskim suggests that l'chatchila, when one is washing the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, he should follow all of the halachas that are said for all the Tilas Yadayim. He should wash from a keli. The keli should have at least a revius of mayim in it, and it should be clean water that didn't change its color nor used for any other purpose. The person should try to follow all of the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. The Paiskim also discuss how important it is to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and we will conclude with this story that Rav Moshe Sternberg in the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas Van Hagas, Chelik Beis, Simon Gimel, quotes a story from Rav Amram Bloy that came to the Bris Gerov. We all know that Rav Amram Bloy was a very big kanoi, and he felt that there was a certain institute, there was a certain yeshiva in Yerushalayim that wasn't being mechanech the children properly. And he wanted that the Bris Gerov should write a letter that this school, people shouldn't support this school. So the Bris Gerov asked Rav Amram Bloy, tell me, do they teach the children in this school to wash Nagel Vasser in the morning? Or do they make sure that all the children wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning? And he says, of course they do. It's not that terrible. So the Bris Gerov said that it's enough. It's enough of a reason to support a yeshiva that teaches the children that one has to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. If that's all they learn in that school, that's good enough reason for that school to be supported. The halacha of Netilas Yadayim that brings Kedusha v'tahara into Klal Yisrael is a basic foundation of our existence and is the basic chinuch that we should give our children for Kedusha v'tahara.